Morning. If you remember from last week, the bottom line was that Be'emes, after the Chita, the Marishin, the Enosh, and after the Ashchosin, the Ramabul, so the Eibishter made a Tahara in the world, the Ramabul, Noach was a Tzaddik, and he was going to be Mesakin, the Chet, a Tzadas, and there would have been Oilo Batigu. As we explained that great length, and the only problem was that in the Teva, the Gemara said in Sanhedrin, Chom, and the Kelev, and the Uyrev, which they had to be the Achzorius in the Teva, Asher Alkein, the Tikkun didn't come. So after the Shia, I want to speak to you from last week. You'll use your own Teva Chacham Yachamoy to figure out to connect to this week's parasha. So I just worked out a simple Gematria. I'm not going to hack Gematria today, trust me. But Chom, Kelev, and Uyrev, Gematria 372. What's 372? Connects very much to, first of all, Gematria Ben Yisha, to Dovin HaMelech. And it's also Gematria Sheva, because Dovin HaMelech is number 7 in the Shpiz. And it's Gematria Anoichi Anoichi Umenachemchem, Chom. But it's also connected to this month Cheshvin, which is connected to the Mavo, which happened in Cheshvin, because the Mazel of Cheshvin is Akrov, Scorpion. And Akrov is also Gematria 372. And it's also Gematria David plus Mashiach, which I only found, I worked out myself, but then I saw the B'nai Yisoskar, Agrav de Pirko, actually says this before. Ben Yishai, Akrov, etc., etc., etc. Now, what am I talking about? By the way, it says Sheva, because in the Teuchel it says, Vaisafti Aleichem, Sheva. What's Sheva? The B'nai Yisoskar, I'm just saying words now. Don't get worried. Don't get what's Sheva? Because he says the Achpelosov, the Shem Avaya is Gematria Sheva. The Hainus, the explainers. You're not going to be a genius to work it out. Yud Kevovke. Yud times Yud is how much? 100. Double it is 200. Ratio. Hey times Hey is what? 25. Times 2, 50. Vav times Vav is 36. Times 2 is 72. And again, another 50. What do I got? 372. Hello? Go home and tell your wife. What am I doing with this? So to understand this, I don't want to be mocked and things that confuse you. And then, to understand a bit, just a glimpse of the Chodesh Cheshvin, what it's all about. So everyone knows the Tzir Shem Avaya, the month of Cheshvin, is Yoytze from the Pasuk Udvash. The Pasuk we say, El Ashkivim in Kotchum Shemayim Borech Nam Yisrael Vesatov Eret Zavas Cholov Udevash. Next pasuk Hayoyim Hazeh Avaya is Yudkei Vovkei the Tziruf. Hello, I was just wondering to myself. I'm a simple Jew. I'm a rabbi of holy law, not a whatever. Where is Udevash come to Mar Chesh? Seems to be a now. Just to throw out some more words that we don't understand. So you look in the Beis Oscar brings from the Sefer Yetzirah, etc., etc. What is the secret of Dvash, of the Chodesh Cheshvin? So the Sefer Yetzirah, Himlich ois nun bireach. It's connected to the letter nun. Something to do with reach, the chush of smell, right? V'kosher lekeser, and we made a crown, right? Together. V'tzar boi akrav boilam. We made an akrav, which is the mazel of Cheshvin, right? Every one of the 12 months corresponds to a different part of the physiology of a person. The dakin, the intestines, and we got Cheshvin. So now you're, hello, it's helping you very much with a nun, with an akrav, with a Cheshvin, with dakin, with your kishkes. Now, what do we know about the month of Cheshvin? I mean, Sanskrit famously brings, it's like this classic, everyone knows, it's probably said this 100 times already. That says in Psikto that in Chof Hei Kislev, that was Be'emes the Hashlom of the Mishnah. Finished. Nor Vos. The Eibishter said, I want the Chanukas of the Mishkan should take place in the month that Yitzhak Avinu was born, i.e. Nisan, Yibiyam Hashmini. So Kislev felt hard done by. So the Eibishter said, in Bayesheni, the Ikur Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash will be through the Chashminoim, hence we have a Yom Tov on Chafei Kislev called Chanuk. V'al Derev Zeh, when did Shlomo HaMelech complete the Beis HaMikdash? It says in the 11th year of the reign of Shlomo, Bi'erech Bul. Why is it called Bul? It says the month of the Mal. But the Eber said, no, I want you to wait to the month that Avram Avinu was born. Avram is called, it says, B'yerech Esonim. Why is Tishrei called Esonim? It's the month that Avram Avinu was born, right? And by Avram it says, Maskil le'Eson ha'ezrochi, right? So the Chanukah's Beis Amim, Tishrei Shleim, as Mufurish and the Sukkim and Melochim took place in the month of Tishrei. So now Cheshvan felt Manus, like whatever. The Eibershu said, Zozuch Nish Cheshvan, the Chanukah's Beis Amikdash HaMakuvah, the Beis Amikdash HaShlishi, which is the ultimate purpose, that will take place in the month of Cheshvan. Okay? And therefore, the months, all the 3 months, Tishrei had the Chanukah's Abayas of Bayis Rishon, Cheshvan is the Bayis HaShlishi, Meir Yomeinu, and Kislev is Bayis Shi, which corresponds to whom, which month, which Shvatim. Ephraim is Chodesh Tishrei, and Menashe is Chodesh Cheshvan, and Binyamin is Chodesh Kislev, Seder HaDegolim, right? And therefore, these are all three, just to mention today is Yud Aleph Cheshvan, which is Mekubal by Eden, that's the yahrzeit of Rochel Imenu, right? Which she's called the Akeres Habayis, Ve'yi Rochel Akora, because Allah should use Akeres Habayis, Marius Psukim. And therefore, she's called, the Bostik says, Meshivi Akeres Habayis, Eim Abonim Smecha, because the Simcha is that the Chanukas, the Botei Mikdosh will take place in these 3 months, which are Mekubin from the Zera of Rochel Imenu. So far, so good. Says the Holy Ibn Yisos, B'shem Rabbi Remendel Rimdiver, right? That we see in Jewish history that all the tzoras and the misim and the taxes and the arnunias and kalyus, all the gezeiras always start in Cheshvan, a month of tzoras, Mar Cheshvan, right? Why is that? Because this is the month, Pasuk says, in the month of Bul, in the month of Cheshvan, that 10 Shvotim, led by Yeravim ben Avot, were boyet in Malchus Beis David. And the Pasuk says, they didn't tain it. Malanu chelek bedove v'leinachla beveis Yishai. L'alech yitol, go back home. What do we need to go to? Ba'ato re'e beis chodovit. Like, what's going to be with your beis? If you're carving with a beis amigdash, it's not going to last, right? V'yelech Yisrael alof. The division, the animosity, the chur, the machloikis in Kol Yisrael took place in Chodesh Cheshvan, right? Re'ei Beis Chodovit, and mitzadem, all the churbonas and the tzaras of Kol Yisrael start always in Chodesh Cheshvan. They take Chazal. And that was the month that they were Mamluch Yerovam, and he made on the 15th of Cheshvan, Ba'chodesh Achag, a Yom Tov, by the way, what else? Asher Bodo Liboi Liber. It's grammar of the letters, you get the word Bul. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, is zicher that the fact that we know that the division of Malchus Beis Dovid, the merid against Malchus Beis Dovid, took place in Cheshvan, is not said just like a historical or whatever. It's in other words that the tikkun of Cheshvan, right, the coming of the Beis Hamikdash, has to be dafka in this month. And therefore Chazal say, B'shlish devorim him asidim limuis. There are three things Kal Yisrael was noyus in Malchus Shemayim, in Malchus Beis Dovid, right, and in the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, right? But it says Vayara Kal Yisrael him Malon Chelik B'Dovid. That refers to Malchus Shemayim, right? Leinachol Beis Yishai, that's Malchus Beis Dovid, right? And we'll go LaHaleim, that's Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And then the Medrash says Omer Avshim Remenasya Ein Yisrael Royim Simen Bracha LaOyla Matiyachsru V'Yavakshu Shloshta. She never the Pesuk says Nishaya. After Yeshuvim and Yisrael, Ubikshu et Hashem Likayim, that's Malchus Shemayim, Ves David Malcolm, that's Malchus Ves David, Ubachadu El Hashem, Vit El Toive, Ba'arichas Ayom, and that's Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So says the Yalkut. Oy Bazoi, what is the Avoida of Chodesh Cheshvan, Ba'arichas Hashem, right? To be Yavakshu is David Malcolm, to be Chodesh to Malcolm, to attach oneself to Malchus Ves David. Well, if he's a yumtuk, where Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is taka gimatria Malchus Beis David. And the Siddur Shem Havayu, Dvash Hayoim Hazeh Havayu, is gimatria makoil, Odom David Moshiach, etc. I'm not going through all the gimatrias. Like, brilliant stuff, but you know, you're not zeichud yet. And what is the connection of Oyst Nun Bereach? Explains amazing. As soon as this is understandable to a normal human being, have patience. What's going to Reach? Says the Holy Bnei Yisosra, that we find all our various, all tzoras in the world start from the Chet Etzadat. By the Cheder Tzadas Kirdua, all the other Chushim are mentioned. Vateder, Vatikach, Vateuchel, right? Vayishmu. The only Chush that is not mentioned is the Chush HaReach. They didn't sin with the Chush HaReach. And therefore, the Chush HaReach becomes the most spiritual of all the five Chushim. Which is the reason the Gemara in Brachas Daf Gimel asks, how do you know, right, that you make a bracha? So the Beisosar asks, why do I need it as a special limb? The Gemara says making a bracha is a svara pshuta that also la odom lena yisrael mazeh b'li bracha. Before you make the bracha, it's everything is l'shem. Because the whole idea of you make a bracha is to mevarer the toy from the ra. And the Iruv of Toivara, as we explained countless times, came with that Chet of the Marishan. And the Chet of the Marishan was Toigim and Chush HaReach. Therefore, does it have a meaning? Maybe not make a bracha on Chush HaReach. Therefore, you have to have a limb with the fourth. Oibar Zoy, says the Bnei Yisosar. When the world will come to this tikkun, and we'll misak into Zuamas HaNochosh by the coming of Moshiach. You're not going to be a genius to work out that Nochosh of Gimatria Moshiach. Therefore, Mashiach, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'harichoi b'yiros Hashem, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Moiruch v'dor. Mashiach will be able to judge people by the sense of smell. So the sense of smell is connected to the month of Cheshvin is the Bikshu is Dovin Malkum. The Malvin says, when Mashiach will come, the goof, which is Ma'ilim Master, will no longer do that, and therefore you're able to judge without just Marichim. And therefore I understand, says Ibn Yisoskar, why the month of Lamalyusa, the month of Cheshvin, is called Akrav Ikur Bayis. The Ikur Bayis, which is the Bayis Shlishi, that is connected to Cheshvin, therefore Akrav is Gimachri David Mashiach, etc., etc. Just to add in, just throw in the fact. That's why the Bnei Yisrael says it's connected benefesh, the dakin. Dakin are the kishk, the intestines. What are the kishk going to do? Because the pasuk says in Yeshaya famously, Chabor Atzam Ephraim Hanachloi, even Achmon al Aslan when Eden are, but if there is a unity in what's called Yisrael, the Eber says, even Kvayachl, he can't overcome Klal Yisrael because of the, whenever the Shalom, there's, and this is the month of Pir, the Machloikis of Yerubim Ben Avot, right? And you see this in Parshat Halach and Simen Mevov and Yeridaya, that when there's dakim, and one is facing towards the other, and there's perforated the hole in the intestines, but one is mechapa al chaveri, one covers itself, and therefore it's kosher, it's not a tref, it's not a simen of tref. That's the end of dakim shem nefesh. What does this mean, Parshat Avodas Hashem? Parshat simply, before we even begin, because all the chaluk and the machlikas, where does machlikas come from? The Gemara says, "Chul in the Gemara says, Soito, Machloikis comes from Gaiva. Kala am al mikoyme, you know your place. The Gemara says, Bisharabu zchuchelev, then comes Machloikis, right? The one of the great rabbis in Williamsburg, Shariyoshim, he said beautiful verses. It says, Vayachnu bamidbor, Vayichun shom Yisrael, Negerahar, Chanal seki ishachablev. What bamidbor? Chanal say, why is bamidbor matona? That when you make yourself kmidbor, shakol doshim aleh, if everyone is ba'anovo, then vayach, the v'yichan shom yisrael ki ishechot b'leiv echot. And the Dinever says, b'leiv echot is gimatria ma. Ma is bitl, manachnu ma, says Mish Rabbeinu. When Eden are b'bitl, then you're b'leiv echot, says the Zemach Dovid. Which is the opposite, who was the one who was goyir machlikis, the deponent, the tlev, says the Sefer, Amalek is not just I'm going to fight against you. The clip of Amalek is to make machlokes in Klal Yisroel, right? And therefore, why? Because Amalek is gematria rom, right? When you have gaiva, then you have machlokes, right? And therefore, how do you undo machlokes? Through bittul, through anova. Can you do it? The pirush of the Bnei Yisosar, the very famous pirush. I've said this like 1,000 times, maybe. The David HaMelech says in Tilim, when you get rid of the carrot of the word Rishoyim, how did the word Rishoyim start? The Reish ends with a Mem, which is Rom, which is Gaiva, which is Amolik, right? Inside you have the word Yesha, which I'm not going to the whole turn Yesha, it's, whatever, 380, it's Kaval, Amen, not Kaval. której mam do karnej sady, you get rid of the gaiva, you get rid of the amole, której mam do karnej sady. What is the karnes of the word sadik? Ket, ula. Middle letters, yutalit, which gimash yidok. Hello? V'chol karnei rishoyim agadei. Get rid of the karen of the word rishoyim. Hakta, reish, and the mem. You killed amole, and you got inside, yes, a salvation. Tere mamno karni sadik. Take the word sadik. A sadik on one side, a kuf on the other side. Put them together. What do you got? Scramble them. Kets, which is gula. And inside is the gimach, is sadik, is yud and a dalit, which is dovet. And how do you bring gula, kets, when you get rid of the rum and you get rid of the guy? That's very posh. Now you understand the connection. I have no time to elaborate, but I have so much to say. The idea of the connection to the Mashiach will be David HaMelech. What do you know about David? David is the ultimate symbol of Bidl, of Anov, right? What does David HaMelech say? Vanichi tilas v'li ish, etc. How many psukim there are and tell him about the Anova of David? There's a Chazal which says, David says, you think I'm a Melech, I'm not a Melech, the Ebrish is a Melech. You think I'm a Gibor, I'm not the Gibor, I'm a Osher, no, I'm a Gurnj. L'cho Hashem, Agdula, V'agvura, everything he attributes to. He says in Tillim, David HaMelech says, Ki ger anu yichi boros. He says, was David a ger? Just like a ger, say Chazal. No, he says he knows nothing. He's starting. It's the first step. He's starting in Yiddishkeit. That's what David HaMelech. I'm a ger. I'm a newcomer. I'm just reborn. I know nothing. The whole idea of David HaMelech is Bidl. Chazal say, there's a pasuk which says, that Sheila Shmuis HaGibur Hashem LeDavid Yishe B'Shevas HaChimuini. What does it mean? Amar Bavo. Eila Shmuis, the Gevura of David, is that he was Yoshev. His Rebbe used to sit when he taught Torah, Rabbah, on Korah V'Kislis, on pillows, like in the Chavit. David HaMelech, when he took over, when his Rebbe died, and he took over the Shir, he would sit on the floor. So the Ebershter said, David HaMelech, because you're mashpil yourself, you're totally humble yourself, you will be zuich that anything you ask for, your tefillin is the Ebershter will give you. That's Yeshevas Tachimoini, that, right, in other words, David HaMelech, Midas HaMalchus, was poil debioini, that just like iti es daka, as the Gemara Paskins in Sanhedrin, you bring down the Shechina. That's why David HaMelech, Vashem Imoy, says the Gemara, how do you know David HaMelech didn't sin? Efshir, it says, Vashem Imoy, Shalach Kameiz V'chol Mokri, because he brought the Shechina down here in the world. That's David, who's a Merkava to the Midas HaMalchus, in, if you know, Kabbalah, the Hei Tato. There's a Merkava Shlema, Avram Yitzhak Yankam Dov. Merkava Shlema is Gimatria, Avram Yitzhak Yankam Dov. Who was the one of the last Hei Midas HaMalchus? And Midas HaMalchus stands for Lei Slem Yigar Mei Klum. You have Gurnish von Zich, everything is the Ebishter, that's David HaMelech. So everyone knows that the four Oysias, Yemavaya, I'm going very fast. On Mechuvin, Connecticut, the four Yisoydas, the Namam speaks about Yisoydas, the Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofor. The fourth, David HaMelech, is Ofor, because that's what David HaMelech symbolized, V'nafshi ka'ofor lakolti. Okay? Where do I see this? I'm going fast, this is all HaKadomah to what I want to talk about. Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says at the beginning that the David HaMelech Davin, the David Shomer Navshi ki chosid on it. Why is David a chosid? There's three answers to the Gemara. There's three things. Number one, Shekel Malchim, Bezer Chomayi Rev Yerushim HaGudas Chuzer Chvoida Vani Chatzoyis Laila Okum, he gets up at midnight. He's insomniac, he doesn't sleep. Next, Shekel Malchim, Bezer Yerushim HaGudas Chvoida Vani Yaldi Meluchot Bedamu Beshapir Beshali Tal Shubah. He's busy with Maris, Hilchos Nidim. A third thing, anything I have a suffix, I go to Mifi Boishas Rabbi, Yofet Antoni, Yofet Imezik, Yofet Arur, Vilei Boishas. And then the white woman for Boishas, Mavayish Bnei Dovid Malach, he's like the Melech, Dovid HaMelech, and Mifi Boishas is like wiping the floor within, when I Vilei Boishas. Why after these three things? Bechal the Kash is asked, Dovid says, Le Dovid, Shomra Navshi, why? Yichot. This is the same person who just said a few look before, Vanuchi Tilas Fully Ish, and now he's a chosid. Hello. Says Rabbeinu HaRizal, I've said this like 1,000 times. Who is David HaMelech? Remember he was supposed to be born in Nephil, because that's what David is, people. Doesn't exist like, no. Where did he get his 70 years of life? It was a gift from Adamanishan. He's the Gilgul of Adamanishan. Hello. Yeah? When Adamanishan sinned, I've said this 1,000 times, I'm running through it. he was putting in, we said before, in the three Aleph, three Aleph, in the Aleph of the Eibishter, read the Machshavayim, the Min, right? So from Aleph, Dalas, and the Tulet, Nunyud, hack the Aleph up, Dalufishal Elam, and you get Din. If you have Odom, the person, hack the Aleph, and you get Dom. If you have Emes, hack the Aleph, you have Mace. Kinegedzeh, right? We're trying to, the three Ovis Akdushim, their purpose in the world was to bring back the tikkun of the world, to bring back the three Aleph. So Avram, Laman Adnai, that refers to Avram, Adoyin Elohim, Shachar starts with Adoyin, right? Because Avram was the one who brought Emunah in a Bera Elu. He brought the Aleph into Adnai. And Yitzchak, who was pushed to Tzavori and he was willing that his blood should spill, was brought the Aleph into Dom. And Yankiv Avinu, who's Midas Emes, brought the Aleph into Mace. Therefore, Yankiv Avinu, Emes. And therefore, we find in Sforam Akhlishim, that's the beginning of the tikkun of the Ovis, and it was supposed to come to its climax in Matan Torah, and Yamartu Likimatim, Leonikulchem, Tepech, whatever. And therefore it says, Valuchis, Maise Elohim Heimo, Maise Elohim Heimo is Gimatri, Emes, Adam, Adnai, right? And then it says, they sinned against the Chidrego, what did it say? Vayiplum and Aham? Yeah? You have a different gear, sir? In every Gersah, as far as I know. Which is Meramis and Sforam Akdoshim, the three Alfin that were Nifkum and the Chet Tzadas were. I'm not going to elaborate. David HaMelech, in a nutshell, came to Masakin back the three Alfin. Because David is Mashiach, right? You had an issue, the first issue, that what? That there's death in the world. Ki Ofrat of Ofrat Oshuv. David HaMelech says, Shekol Malchein Mizuchum Mayruv, they sleep for 3 hours, they sit and they puff and they chrop or whatever. V'ani chatzis layla ogum. Why did David HaMelech get in something? Right? Why did he not sleep? Because sleep is 1/60th of death. And he never therefore slept more than whatever, susan that. Because he brings life. David HaMelech is chay v'kayim. Therefore he didn't sleep. That's the first thing. Number two, there's what? Odom dam. Yeah? Vani, how is he misakin? Vani, yodi meluchluch bedamu b'shaper b'shali, the tari shalabayla. I bring the aleph into a dam, and I'm a tari shalabayla, which represents the Ebrister, and the Kesistral, and the Kutchabich, and the Shchinte, the Chuluchu. And number three, right? Yes? There's other Manishin, when he ate from the Eitz Adas, he had a ganze cheshmen. I mean, they look at Sforam, they go, wow, he's the Kabbash, he's born, he had a cheshmen. Over it was crooked. So in order to make sure that the din shouldn't be a din mu'uvus, it should be a din straight, that everything now I'm done, I go to Mephi Boishas, Yofet, Antani, Yofet, Yimei, the Yofet, Arach, the Yofet, Yach, the Yofet, V'loi Boishas. So David HaMelech came to Misakin, the three Alpha. But the Ikar I want to speak about today, if I ever begin this year, is why Dafka, the middle one, that David HaMelech, Yodi, Muluchluch, Bedamu, Beshaper, Beshaper. What's going on here? Why Dafka in Hilchusnidu? Gewaltige Wort, maar moeilijk, moeilijk, moeilijk. De Bach holds in Kupiches that a Rav, the Meirei Rav, is passing a Shail on a Mara. You can't pass on a Mara when it's Lach. You gotta wait till it dries, because otherwise it could change color. And most of the Poskim disagree with the Bach. And the Sefer Teres HaShalom brings a Mefudish Raya against the Bach. Here it says, David HaMelech said, Vani Yodi Meluchoch Bedam. If it's dry, why is it blue? Is the Charaya not like the Bach? Although the Bach can't learn it. A Gemara that every Tzidkish was Rav knew. You're not going to go far in Shas. Even if you can't get out of Daf Yomi after 3 weeks. That Gemara you learn. Right? So the Sforim say the place he says the Pashat Devort. No, the Gagavach and Glamorous. I mean, it's lower on earth. Beautiful word. It says in the olden days, the Chachomim had a Bekiyus. And they could taka paskin a shaila whether it's the mara is lach, whether it's yovish. Right? Heintige Zeiten, the tour itself, but they say, no, Rabin, we can't do, we have to wait, we have the machmer, whatever. David HaMelech was a boki in mara's dam. Right? And therefore, he could paskin even when yodle muluch. Why is that? And this is gewaltig. We find a fascinating Gemara, this is what I want to talk about today. We find the Gemara in Nida Davchof. Over and because of that, the humility of Chanina, I started passing childless mass. Why? Because Canedo was like the ultimate nanova. And from that you me a person that honor is Miyuri Hero, is Pascal Chief Fair to Pascal, try this course. Or if he passed in Maris, I'll also pass in Maris. And he passed in Maris, and the Gemara says Rav Ami was sitting with him, and a woman came in at Derech, and she showed him a Shiloh, and he smelt it, and he said, this is Dam Chimut, fine. And then Rav Ami went to, what's the story? She was, her husband was Baba Derech, and she was, what I said, a Chimut him, and therefore she saw this blood. So, and in other words, the Psach, he saw it, but Rav Elazar was 100% correct. The psak of Rabbi Lozer was correct. Rav Ami saw the psak. Rav Ami, don't forget, was the Mamalim Mokim of Rabbi Lozer. It's very interesting. So anyway, is the Charai said, it said on Rabbi Lozer, Soyid Hashem Lireif. You can only know this like people who are, the Hoibin, the people who know it, the Soyid Hashem Lireif. Right? And that is connected to the Midas of the Sforim, say, it's based on Gemara in Brachas, only a person who has Midas Hanova, although the whole Torah, the aside of Torah, to Paskin, to understand Torah, to appreciate Torah, is through Hanova. Drash all numbers. Or but especially in Maris, you need a special Siyata Nishmaya through Hanova. That's what Dovin HaMelech said. Dovin HaMelech, who is the Telas Ish, he had a special Siyata Nishmaya when it came with Tari Yishol Lubayah. Right? And that's Besuid Hashem Lirev. I have no time to elaborate, but I'll tell you a story. When Reb Zeilig Reuven Beinus was in Stablik, Stabez in the Rishalayim of the Eidl, the old man at the Samarab, the Vriyoyal, should be the Mamalimok. So, Kiyadui, you sent them a Ksavarabot, to what the Fiat Zapayim. So, a whole delegation from the Eidl, the Ksheva Eidl, came to Williamsburg and they presented the Samarab with the Ksavarabot. Amongst them was a fellow called Reb Yosef Scheinberg, who was the Safar, the Dain in the Eidl. You know, he wrote Svarim. And he wrote a sefer of his history, of his like memoirs. Because when they presented the Ksav Rabbonus to Samarov, he was reading it. You know? He came to the expression they called Samarov Moro Da'aro Di Yisroel. One more, because he was the head of Abedin of the aid official. Samarov started laughing. So he turned. Samarov turned to Rabbi Yossel Ashkenazi, his right hand man, Rabbi Mashbak, Yad Yeminu. He started laughing. Ich lebe in Williamsburg, and they called me Moro Da'aro Di Yisroel. It's strange. How can you marry that story? Then you will either. So Rabbi Yossel Scheinberg was not to be. He says, Rebbe, when the Saul Shklover, the Takan Chadetin, wrote letters where to Saul for the Rebbe Balanes, he wrote to the Chum Soifer. So he said, he used to call the Chum Soifer who lived in Pressburg. Last time I saw on the map, Pressburg was somewhere in Slovakia, right? Not there, Israel. He used to call him Moradar to Israel. So if the Takan Chadetin, you call the Chum Soifer Moradar Yisrael, and that's how we call the Samarov of Williamsburg Moradar Yisrael. The Samarov is like, whatever he said, the Chum Soifer, the Heilig Chum Soifer, the Heilig Chum Soifer, Miyidmili Yomishvili. Right? Suid Hashem Lirev, the Heilig Chum Soifer. Now at the end of the discussion. So Yosef Scheinberger listening to this, and I understand Heilig Chum Soifer, I understand Miyidmili Yomishvili. What's this Suid Hashem Lirev? Where did that fit into the conversation? Samarov just beep. He do. He spoke in like, you know, you have to know Shas to know and understand what the Rabbanim are talking about. Sias Lafri Goethe, what are they talking about? So he went back to Eretz Yisrael and he told over the story, like this Pella, this Chido, to Rabdava Yugres. Rabdava Yugres was the Skanreivet in those days. Agana Goin, the Hirli Shvila Drakinu, Shaf Babli, Shalmi Kola Terakula, Kabbalah, everything. I said, what does Samarov mean, Soita Shalmi Reyev, dealing with the Chusuifu? Alasar, the Yungar says there are three places: Chas, the Gemara Gittin, the Gemara in a Gemara Nida, a Gemara whatever, the Gemara that Rav Elazar, Stamar Belozer and Chas, always Rav Elazar of the Dos, is called Moro de Arad Yisro. And here the Marshal says, how did he pass in Chayla de Mara? Smell. Why? Because whom does it say he will judge by smell? Mashiach. And that's what he said, to be zuche to the title of Rament, Moro, the Arad Yisrael, the Mashal says also, you have to be zuche to be on that madrega like Adam Rishon, Kedem Achet, Moirich Mashiach, or Moirich Vidon. You have to have that sense of smell. That sense of smell, you know how you get it, with Dovra Melech had, that comes through Anova. It's the story of Beloved. Through his Anova, That's why David HaMelech was the one who built Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. If you want to connect this week's parashah, because Eretz Yisrael is Toiv Ha'aretz Ma'oid 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 Avishval Ruach. I said like in the last few shiurim that to be zoicha to understand the kedushas Eretz Yisrael that comes through the midah of Anov, that's David HaMelech, etc. Now I can begin. Everyone knows the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hey. The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar, the same Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Chosh. He was ill, he was dying, whatever. All the Gabei Rabbi Echim came. And he saw a Chaziah David Dori Bebayis off in a dark house. Dark, tinkle, no lights. Right? So what did he do, Rabbi Echim? And Galil, the Dare, he uplifted his up. What do you call it in English?
Sleeve.
No, sleeve. Dari is not sleeve. But he revealed his arm, like a, whatever, yeah. And the Nafel, the Hoyre, became lichti. Because Chazal say everywhere, Rabbi Yochanan was what? The most beautiful person. His skin, his body was lichti. Right? And it became light. He says, why are you crying? If because of Mezoina, like Alam Zeichel Sheikh Shulchan. You don't always get Torah Glumakar. If it's because of Torah, like a fashti, you didn't learn Torah. He says, right? He says, Shaninu echad amarmel v'echad amamel v'vash yechad rizlim. Imi shubni, you had children who died, whatever. He took out the famous bone, and he said, Dein garmo dasur, this is the bone of my tantra. Right? So anyway, so that's what he tells him, right? Yeah? So he starts, Belozer starts crying. He says, what are you crying for? Al hayshufr, the boli aro kabachas. I'm crying because of the beauty, Rabbi Yochanan, splendor, like shining, and Boli Ara, eventually, he says, you have a good reason. And they both cry. The Gemara obviously is like, what's the truth? Says the name of God. It's awesome. Rabbi Lozer, we find throughout Shas, was Bereach Min HaKovet, someone who ran away from Kovet, right? The Gemara says, Rabbi Lozer said, La'olam have kabil v'kayim. Always be, what's kabil mean here? Dark. In the Targum, the Unklus, always says, Choshech, Aramaic, kabil. Right? If you're dark, says Rabbi Zeira, who is the Talmud of Rabbi Lozer, Talmud of Rabbi Yechon, he's like, yeah. When they wanted to give him smicha, he hid. He didn't want smicha. Why? Because his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar said, "Lo ilam v'kabel v'kayim." And we have a Mishnah. Mishnah the Goyim says, "Bayis ofel a poison lechaloynis liriznig shmamin." If you have a person in a dark house, the Goyim can't come to label him a mitzvira. Is right. Always stay in the dark. Lo ilam v'kabel v'kayim. Be in the dark. Don't publicize yourself. Right? Says the holy name of God, and that pshat that Rabbi Yochanan comes to Rabbi's house is dark. Kipshuta. Not only dark, Kipshuta, it's dark because they have like a gelt. Why do they have a gelt? Because no one ever heard of him. He's like sitting on the floor. It would be Oilu Lugdula, Kohen Godel, Gadleim, Mishal Echlov, you give him COVID, you give him gelt, you give him parnosa, whatever. And Hotnish was a Hotnish. By the way, parenthetically, where do we see Rabbi Lozer was a Gevaldiga Onov? The Gemara said, Chulun Dafim Dal. Rabbi Lozer. When they would send him a gift from the Bein Nisia, he wouldn't take. When they were mazmin him to his house for a meal, he wouldn't go. He said, do you know what? I shouldn't live. Reb Zeira, who was the Talmud of Reb Elazar, when they would send him a gift of money, he wouldn't take. They invited him to the meal, he would go. Why? He said, they're doing it for their covet. They're getting covet, they're not coming. Why didn't Reb Elazar have this cheshbon? Because he went, Azam Onov, he didn't even das that it's a covet to have me at the meal. Likewise, you find the Gemara in Chagigah Daf Yud Gimel. Omele Rabbi Yochanan, this is our Rabbi Yochanan, says to Rabbi Elazar, To'ag merech b'maisi merkava, I'll teach you maisi merkava, all the Kabbalistic, right? He says, Nei loy kashoy, I'm not old enough. I'm not worthy, I'm not. Says the Seder, Adoyer is b'shem tzvorim, whatever, I'm not going to elaborate. This Gemara in Brochus, Daf Hei is connected to the Gemara in Tainas Daf Chofei. The Gemara there says, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, Tchikli Milsatun. He was impoverished, he didn't have a penny. And he, Avadle Milsa, he went and his makas dam, he took, they let blood out. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if you makas dam, you don't eat afterwards, skon is the first. He had nothing to eat, the cupboard was bare, nothing in the refrigerator. What did he do? He found the tzela of a garlic. He ate it, and he fainted. Kabel the Rabbon on the Vak, the Vimavakir Chulu, right? And they see in his coma, in his state of whatever, he's crying and he's laughing. And v'nafuk tzutzisa mibe apusi. A light comes out of his forehead. When he wakes up, they're my height. Says the Eibishter was by me. And I asked the Eibishter ad mosai, how long will I suffer in this world? How was the essen literally? So the Eibishter says, good, you're a blessed. If you want, I will turn over the whole world, ki ilahoya, and we'll start afresh. And maybe your neshama will come down in a time when there's a mazel of mezayin. Says Reb Elazar, no. You know, I mean, turn over the whole world like 3,000 years later. Ladies, I don't. Says the Eibishter, in the schar leviz, you get al hab. Whatever that means. Right? Hello? Says the Noyim Megot, right? Yeah? So he didn't, what was the light? He took the Eibishter there. Hello? So the Noyim Megotim says that Rebel Ozer was sitting, was gone even based off, and this is Kabil, dark. And Rabbi Yochanan says, hey, you're like sitting here, like, you know, total anivus, unknown, like incognito, like whatever. He opened up his arm. What do you know about Rabbi Yochanan's arm? It chimed. Hello? Is a harayah, if you want to have to fight the Zroya Rishoyim, you got to sometimes lift up, roll up your sleeve, so to speak, and reveal the Gvura Shel Torah. You can't sit there like an unknown, like an unknown person under the table. And that's something positive. Says Rabbi Elazar, this is the way David Gordon touches. Says Rabbi Elazar, yeah, it's all great. You got to sometimes fight Melchemes Hashem and roll up your sleeve and reveal who you are. I shufra the Bali Ara. What about the shufra, the Bali Ara? Because the Gemara says if a person has gasus, ain't afari niner, but you won't be resurrected. And the Gemara says elsewhere, oil rabon, the shukavera says bailo, etc., etc. I'm scared. It's very schwer though to say in Prat that Rabbi Elazar speaks that way to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, who was. I said Prat and Zoy, and then I said, do you understand what Bachi Travayo, what the Gal Israel, right, etc. What do you know about Rabbi? He says to Rabbi, go back to Kovait in this Gemara. He says to Rabbi Elazar, don't cry because of Torah Dolei Afasht. He didn't study Torah. What do you mean it's not Torah? He's Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. That's what the Rabbi Elazar says. Rashi, he couldn't learn Torah Kirit Soyne. What do you mean Kirit Soyne? So there are those who teach to have as Eison and then Yankiv, and many in Sforum, the Matzbe Eison, and whatever, the various forums that have as Eison. Rabbi Yechon wanted to teach him the Gemara in Tainis, my Zimmer Kovah. Right? And he didn't want. Maybe I'm not old enough, like a shoy. And therefore he said, you didn't learn Torah, Kirit Soynecha. So the Mekodim Chadoshim asks, I don't understand, but he's willing to teach. If you want to learn, what's your problem? Why are you crying? So I want to say a different to Mekayim that it was because of the Gemara in Tainis. So, because I'm not trying to learn. Who was Rabbi Yochanan? And it's a kid's story. Who do you know about Rabbi Yochanan? What do you know about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan wrote the Talmud Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan is like considered a whole Chakotayim, Tosfos and Tvachim, considered to be a Tanur and a Moira. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, remember he took that the bone? Which bone of what? How much like this? According to Rabbi Nissen Gaon, he brings from Rav Shir and Rav Haigon. Tooth. Yeah, that's what I always thought when I was a kid also. Well, he said it was a finger. What happened? The 10th son, Nebuchadnezzar, fell into a Yoder Rishachas. And his whole body dissipated, and all was left was the finger of the bone of the finger. Why the finger? God will be having Shmuel. 10 children died. He's walking around with a finger in his pocket. What's going on? You know the Gemara says in Brachas that Rabbi Yochanan used to sit by the mikveh, or the woman would come out. They should look at me, and they'll have a child, the Shaper Kavosi, because he says, the Gemara says. But we see it that Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm left from Shpira Dishlai, from the beauty. Why was he so beautiful, Rabbi Yochanan? Because where did he come, right? And no, it's the Ayuskid of Lash of Ayat Hora, and no Mizara de Yosef Gosina de Lishop. I come from Zerius, we're there. In a nutshell, the Zoya, there is a. When Yosef Atadik faced the Nesoyan of Petifer, Asia Petifer, and he needed, he went, the Gemara says, he went down on his 10 fingers. Right? To be Kovish, the Soyan was gefelled, Chazal explained. And the Zera, 10 Tipu Zera, came from 10, the Foyuzu Zroya Yod, also says, right? And because of that, there was, he was the Sasoro Rugi Malchus, all the Tsaras, and that was because Yosef was Moshe Diba and his brothers, therefore he was done. and therefore Rabbi Yochanan was the Gilgul, the same Radeiru said this, Rabbi Yochanan was the Gilgul of guess whom? There's the Tzaddik, and therefore what? What happened to him? Right? He lost his 10 children. As a tikkun for Yosef, the 10 tikkus. Where do you see the dimyonus between Rabbi Yochanan and Yosef HaTzadik? Well, they both were. How long was Yosef king in Egypt? 8 years. How long was Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Yeshiva? 8 years. Hello? Yeah? They're both beautiful, right? They both, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have the Gemara says the Baba, he didn't have a hadas pun, a beard. Why? Because that was a tikkun for Yosef was Masalsal Messiah. But everything else he looked like, right? Right? But the whole, that's where it came out after the Yibur. That's a review. Dein garmo dasi robir. You could teach, shot. Why is it in Aramaic? Talking Aramaic here. Dein garmo can mean this is the bone of my 10th child. Dein garmo, what was good of Nebuchadnezzar's 10 children lost? Dasi robir, because of the 10 tippers that went there, right? Reb Tzadik HaKoyen says, Gevaldin of Yitzadik, it's a weird thing. I thought, the machlikis for Yigash, Yehuda and Yosef was, Yosef is v'china sadikas at oilum, who never sinned, right? He was H. Petifer. Mashiach and Yehuda, there was a ma'isu with Tomor, and he says, sotka mimenu. So Yosef represents the tzadik, and Yehuda represents whom? The Balchum. And the machlikis, who's greater? The tzadik Yosef, or the avoid of Yehuda, sotka mimenu, which because of sotka mimenu, he became the melech, as I'll say. He became Yehuda's mouth, right? Gevaldik. It's a because Senator Pinchas Friedman, because the Gemara in Bracha says who's greater, Tzadik or Baltruva? Machloikis. Who holds what? Rabbi Yochanan says all the Yudim of the Neviim was said only for Balei Tshuva. Aber for a Tzadik, Ayin Leiros Likim Zulasech. Upligi the Rabbi Avok and Rabbi Avok said B'machlis Baltruva Oimdim. Oh, so Rabbi Yochanan held like his Gilgul Yosef. The Tzadik is Rabbi Avok was the Gilgul of Yehuda. How do I know? Because the Gemara said in Sanhedrin when Rabbi Yehuda would go from the Masif to the Beir Kaiser, the Maternisa, the Beir Kaiser would go out and say, Rabba the Ame Medabra the Nase, Butzina Kadisha, Baruch Messiah Lishon. Right? Why does COVID? Because the Gilgul from Yehuda is a melt. Hello? And therefore, I could do 100 other riots. What's the eager Tzarashova between Rabbi Yochanan and Yosef HaTzadik? What do you see? What do you know about Yosef? Did an easy life? Rachel Imei Yerzai. She died in a little pitzel kind. And then what happened? Vayekanu Bayecha, Vayistu Yosef, Vayemaru, Varuibu, Vachul, right? They hated him. They sell him into slavery, they beat him to smithereens, right? And he settled down to Mitzrayim and Erev, so always give fair looking to Yosef. What do you know about Rabbi Yochanan? It's Mashu. What do you know about Rabbi Yochanan? Hello? You know the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph? He never saw his father when his mother got expecting. His father died. He never saw his father. When his mother died in childbirth, so he took it fine. It's Asher Mishle Chaman. He never was over on Kibbutz Avim. You know there's a Medrash all over. It's in Shmos Rabba. It's in Shirim Rabba. Yikar Rabba. All over the place. Medrash says I got no time to elaborate. Rabbi Yochanan was going with Rav Ami from Tiberia to Tzipayu. And they saw a field. And, oh, this used to belong to me. But I sold it in order to get money to learn Torah. Then they saw a Beis HaKerem. First verse was a vineyard. This belonged to me, but I sold it to learn Torah. Then there was what are they called? A place of Zaysim, where you grow olive grove. This belonged to me. He sold everything in order to learn Torah. So Rav Ami, whoever it was, started crying. He said, you didn't leave anything for you? He said, is it not enough that I sold something that was created for 6 days, Sheshes Yom Mat Hashem, in order to get something that comes in 40 days, measure? That's my idea, by the way, from the it should say B'Soychoy, as the Al-Shuk, and everyone's dying, the B'Soychom, to change a Vav to a Mem. To change in Yonah Elam Hazer to Yonah Elam Ha. Hello? From Yonah Elam Tehir. And that's the Gdula of Rabbi Yochanan that was called Mezer Nefesh. The Talmud Rebbe is a Lundsein in Shlaim. Says a very big word. I always come to this word. Vayeshev Yankov. Vayeshev. Says Rabbi Yochanan, our Rabbi Yochanan, every place that it says Vayeshev, Einu Eloshim Tzadik. Vayeshev Yisrael Barak. Vayetchilu Tzadus. Vayeshev Yankov Yadugur Aviv. Every time it says Vayeshev, then it says Vayeshev Yankiv Eretz Mitzrayim Vayikra Vayisolos. The last one doesn't stim so much, because where does one thing do the other? So he says the idea of Kitzur Nimrut, same as like the idea of Rabbi Yochanan is forget about yourself and your own whatever, your own personal growth and shifas, whatever. Give zich iber, be a true onov, and give zich iber to the tzibur, and be moyser nefesh for learning Torah, for rabotas atayr. Forget about yourself. When ein vayeshev el loshen tsar, whenever a person is stagnant and he doesn't grow, and there's no shifa for constant growth, you're finished. And the whole life of Rabbi Yochanan, you can imagine a psychiatrist today dealing with someone like Yosef HaTzadik. The trauma, the abuse he suffered from his family, from this, from that, the other one. You could write him, what do they call these people today? They call them the snowflakes. You touch them, the world finishes, right? Yosef HaTzadik, from the beginning, tzoras after tzoras. Rabbi Yochanan, tzora after tzora. How did he pass away from the world? He was Makariv Rish Lakish. Remember the story? And they had Machlokes, and he said something, whatever. And he was Makbid. You know the whole story, yeah? And then Rish Lakish died from his Kepeda, his brother-in-law. And he says, he's going out of his mind, Bar Lakisha, what's happened here? The Chum sent this Rabbi Lazar, our Rabbi Lazar, plus the Mephiasim. And every time Rabbi Lazar gave a thing, he said, he's been 24 Raya's time to Messiah. He says, are you Bar Lakisha? He used to ask me 24 kashas. And I used to give 24 answers every kasha. And Minei Yubayim Yerach Shmaitz, right? I need someone to tell me time of the Messiah, I don't know. And Shaf me, he was screaming and crying out, Bar Lakisha, where are you? And Shaf me, Daitei Rabbanon, right? You know who Rabbi Yochanan was? The Gemara says a similar story that Rabbi Yochanan had a Kepeda on Rav Kahana when he came. He thought he was like laughing at him. Paid him. He's off. You're dead. Right? Think he died. You know what Rabbi Yochanan did? He went to the Beis HaKvaros and it's Mechayim Eisim. Hello? So everyone asked, why? Because he had the Simcha Zachayim. He never sat there crying on his lot. Rabbi Yochanan, the Simcha Zachayim to go further and not. So the Katzker Rebbe asked him, why wasn't he Mechayim Eisim? Everyone on Rish Lakish. The answer was he lost his Torah, the one who was ma'ir him to grow and further learning, to ask him shailas. He lost his Torah, he lost his imzai. A life, because by Rabbi Yochanan, a life without limud Torah is not a life worth living. Because his whole life is symbolizing constant growth. They wanted to come, they asked, wanted to come the Rosh Hashanah, why weren't they merap, why didn't they heal Rabbi Yochanan from his whatever? Because he'll get up again, and if I feel that Rish Lakish isn't here, he'll die again. He'll get sick again. Right? That's Rabbi Yochanan's whole life was Mesiras Nefesh HaTorah. The Gemara says in, Gemara famous says in Titus, Ilfa, remember the story with Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan? Hello? They were both learning, they were on their world Ru'ua, Kar Christa, and what happened was they were dying of poverty. They decided, we gotta go to work. And suddenly Rabbi Yochanan hears the Malachi, two Malachi Ashar. Let's tank bang over the wall and kill these guys. They're giving up Torah, and they're dealing in Adam Hazar. No. One guy leave him because one of them will grow up to the Gdula. So Rabbi Yochanan turned to Ilf. You heard this? No. It's a guy that me. I'm in Rosh Hashiva. He went back to the Masifta and they appointed him Rosh Hashiva. And from that he had the Gdula. Shtelz to Shaila, what happened here? Who was greater, Ilfa or Rabbi Yochanan? Rashi Ilfa. Therefore, he was first, right? Why was Rabbi Yochanan the one who was Zoyfet in Malachim? Because he was the one who already sold the other Gemara. He sold his field, and he sold his Kerem, and he sold his Be'er, his Zaysim, everything for Torah. Therefore, he was the one in two places in Shas says the idea of a person was a Nefesh for Torah. Therefore, he was Zoyfet to hear the Malachim. Now, let's go back to my first story, the Gemara in Brachos. Rabbi Lazar is the one who's saying what? He's sitting in a dark house. But he's also said to him, because he's an onov, kabil v'kayom, right? Rabbi Yochanan, what does he do? He lifts up his sleeves. I think this is mamish, like the Gemara in wherever, Sanhedrin, where the Gemara speaks about Rabbi Lazar, God, where the Hurkins. Remember, he's about to pass away from the world. Where's the Gemara? Right? Yeah, that's Tamachas. He's about to pass away from the world, and Rabbi Kiva and Chayyim come. Don't forget, he's in Chayyim, right? And they come to visit him, What did he do? He takes his two hands, his royai of Hatar, and he says, Shnei Zroyai Kishnei Zifritai, which are Mugulol. They're, he said, I don't have to elaborate here, but the Chidol, he said, the time, because of the story of Tanar Shalach Noyim Bamatsia, so therefore they never came to him. He was Nidui, he had to stay away from him. They didn't send him to tell me to him. So he felt, the Rabbi Lazar Ben Hurkan, that it's like a safer Torah, because there's actually a child of progress that I'm going to give to Harib Summon. Remember, it said, the Yalku, which says, Be'emdes Taseres Hadibris should be written where? On the hands of Moshe Rabbein. They say the story that the Yalu Rebbe brings, that the Tzadkadish of Rishon said him, the Rebbe Melech of the Gems, that his two hands, his two arms, are his two luchas, and his 10 fingers of Taseres Hadibris. The Rebbe China, the Maral speaks about, in the Zimzalim, of a Tam Chochum, is Etzem HaTayr, Atzmi HaTayr. So Be'emdes, it should have been written on Moshe Rabbein's hands. Nervos, the Abrish should do that they're going to be Chet HaEgel and Shvir Saluchas. So the Rishayla Praga, that's Pshat. Yidei Moshe Kvedim, says the Targum, Yikorim, they're precious. Therefore, Ve'yasimu Emet Tachton. Instead of Moshe in his hands, we put a, right? I say, Tam Chochem is a Sefer Torah. But Rabbi Lezer cracks the armor, my Sefer Torah is Google. No one can, Rabbi Yochanan comes with Gali Dari. Dari, by the way, there's a Ben Yayoda, is the idea where you put your hands higher than your head, which is like Rabbi Kiva. Misha Meister, Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says in the end of Soita, is that's the end of Zroya Torah. The idea of Rabbi Yochanan was a person who wanted to say this at the Mechayim Mason. Yoav Le Yodei V'uk made the Gemara, which says by Rabbi Yochanan, right? And he wanted Rabbi Lezer to get involved also. And who was Rabbi Yochanan? He shined from Kedusha. Like Odom Marishin Gan Eden Farachet. Shufri, the Rabbi Yochanan is Be'en Shufri, the Yankov Avinu, Be'en Shufri, Odom Marishin. Suddenly after the Gemara in Pindus, Rabbi Lezer had the same thing. They saw the Shechinah coming out of his face. He also has this Madrega that the Guf wasn't Ma'ilu Master's Kedusha. So he said, stop being an onuf, stop worrying about yourself. Even though the Gemara says elsewhere, but Matzia, that all the Zman that Rabbi Lazar was suffering, no one ever in Eretz Yisrael died by his money. His suffering, right? Fundas Vegan is a time to come to reveal yourself. That's why Rabbi Lazar, Nasa to the Gemara Nido, Soyid Hashem Lireyev, like the story with the Sakharov, right? The Soyid Hashem Lireyev comes, Dafka says the Mashmah, this Richem Yiras Hashem. Comes from the Madrega of Bittul of Anova, going back, that's the Gemara by David HaMelech. Hello. So Yodi Meluchluch B'damu B'shapiru B'shalya K'dei L'tarin Shul L'bayla to Miyachid K'jabrichu K'nesses Yisrael, right? That comes from someone who's an Onov B'tachlas and Echitelach L'ish, and that's why our month is what? Going back to what we started from. Hello. Huh? Udvash. What is Udvash? Where did Udvash come from? Where do you get dvash from? Honey. Azoy stew. By me, when I was in Cheder, my Rebbe said, dvash tomorrow. What do you know about tomorrow? Tzaddik? Kamtomer Yifroch. And the Chazal say, a tzaddik is famous. You could be an Erez, but you can reach gewaldige heights, a cedar tree. Over the Iker Kavan El Yaina is to be a tzaddik katomer, to be moti peirus, to forget about yourself and deal with other people, right? And that's the avoid of Cheshvin, that's the avoid of Dovin, therefore this month, the 372, the Akarov, is Gimachia Ben Isha, is Gimachia Neuchinech Rav Chemchem, is Gimachia Dovin Mashiach, and David Helfen, that in the opposite of the Machloikis, which was caused in this month, Rebbe Yisrael Dovin, we should be Zoycha, that we should see the Chinuch based on Yisrael Shlishti in this month. Okay.